Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
And good morning and welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Sarah Mealy. Corey Regan has the day off.
And you tell us a little bit about yourself now, Sarah. You are instrumental in the Rediscover Hour and in a lot of the Rediscover programs. So tell us what your position is.
Well, Paul, thanks. I'm the Director of Communications at the Archdiocese, but I can assure you it's not just me. There's a big group of folks that have been responsible for the Rediscover Initiative and, of course, the Rediscover Hour. And you know what, Paul? You might not realize this. It's a special day. Do you know what it is?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, congratulations are in order. This is your 15th show.
And it seems like only five.
And you've had 15 whole shows. So I want to just thank you on behalf of the Archbishop and our Vicar General, Father Peter Laird, and everyone in the Office of Communications for this. Just a fantastic show. You guys have done such a great job. Corey, of course, taking a day off today, well-deserved, and she's done fantastic. But there's a few other people I want to recognize.
Well, there's one in particular who's sitting right next to you who we very rarely hear on the air.
No,
and she does the bulk of the work on this show.
You know, those are the unsung heroes, are the producers of shows like this. I want to just acknowledge and thank Rita Beatty. And Rita's about ready to kill me. She's sitting next to me. Unexpected thanks. But this show comes off only because of the dedication and talent that Rita brings. And I'm just so grateful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the congratulations.
You got it. Well, one final thanks to Father Rocky, Karen Fryhammer here, Brian Acker at Relevant Radio. We wouldn't be here without your support. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, a lot coming up in today's show.
Oh, definitely. And answering the call, we're going to, of course, talk about our call to share the faith. And we'll hear more about how easy it is to share the resources of Rediscover through something that we're calling the Summer Share Project.
And in no ordinary conversation, we'll listen in as Archbishop Neinstedt shares his vision for the Rediscover Initiative overall and the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration in particular.
Yeah, and Paul, plus, we're going to want to, find and keep a permanent place for prayer in our life. And we're going to talk with Deacon Dan Gannon about growing in personal prayer.
And we'll hear from a local man who is truly going the distance to support pro-life efforts. Just one of the stories today from Joe Towalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what's you're in between issues now. So what are you working on?
Well, we've got a number of stories that we are working on for next week's issue, including one about this year's senior graduating class at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
All 47 of the graduates are headed to colleges in the fall, which, of course, is great news. But there's another aspect to the story that's very heartwarming. A group of quilters at Pax Christi Parish in Eden Prairie got together last fall to do something special for these students. The students were asked to fill out a questionnaire at the beginning of the school year about their interests and their hobbies and their favorite colors and that kind of thing. And the quilters gathered twice a month to work on quilts for each of the students. And they prayed over these quilts that they made for them. And, you know, Pax Christi has a bit of a history supporting Cristo Rey through a grant program. And some of the parishioners who own businesses have also had students work there as part of the school's work-study program. And the quilting effort was just one more way parishioners were putting their faith into action to support the school and the youth. So the students didn't know these quilts were being made. And last month, the school president blessed these quilts at a mass at Pax Christi, and they were given to the seniors just last week at a pre-graduation gathering at the school.
A beautiful surprise.
Yeah, exactly. The students were surprised, and they were really moved by the generosity of the women who made them. And so you can read more about what the youth had to say about all this in the story that's running next week in the Catholic Spirit, so be sure not to miss that one.
I will take a look at it. What else?
Well, another story you don't want to miss is about a man who, like many of us, is doing some traveling this summer, but it's a different kind of traveling from most of what the rest of us will be doing. His name is Bill Curry, and he's the father of seven from St. John the Baptist in Excelsior. And he is setting out to ride 1,000 miles on his bike during this month of June to raise money for Total Life Care Center organizations in the Twin Cities. And as most people know, these are places that provide essential pro-life services for women facing unplanned pregnancies. So he said during prayer one day, he said he felt, you know, the Lord calling him to put his faith into action in this way. So we have a little bit of a clip here where he's talking a little bit about why he decided to do this and his commitment to this.
For me, there's not enough love in this world, and so I want these women to know that they're loved, that I care, and that they're not alone. I think in the gospel, it was the widows who were most vulnerable. Today, I believe it's young, pregnant women, a lot of times poor, a lot of times minorities, where people just don't care. And I want to show that people still care. People want to help them through it. You know, I have a large family, and I always get questions like, well, how are you going to pay for all their education? How are you going to do this? And I was kind of sick of people equating children with money, and that if a woman wants to keep her child and raise it, it should be finances that holds her back from doing it. I want to raise money for this organization because they help women before and after their pregnancy with very practical needs.
So Bill is hoping to get pledges totaling $10 a mile, which if he does, would make a nice donation of $10,000 to these organizations.
Oh my, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, all the counseling and the information and the prenatal medical care and baby clothing and all that that they provide to women in need. So a great effort by him. And just one more note about it. This kind of runs in the family. Bill's wife, Julie, and a friend of hers were featured in a Catholic Spirit story about 5 or 6 years ago. They ran the Twin Cities Marathon to raise money for pro-life across America. And I think they did it a couple times, raised a couple $1,000s. They're pretty close to that each time. So, you know, it's just something that the...
And that was a standard running marathon, not on bikes?
That's right. That was
standard
running one. So they're doing biking and they're doing now and did running before. So it's a commitment the family really has. And you can read more about Bill's story in next week's issue.
A lot of wisdom there.
And a couple of events that I think are just important to highlight that we've had stories about and we'll have more about in the next issue. And the first one is one you want to get on your calendar if it's not there already, and that's the Freedom Forum being held on Saturday morning, June 22nd at St. Peter Parish in Mendota. This is part of the local observance of the Fortnight for Freedom. That's the two-week period from June 21st to July 4th that our bishops have called for to pray and take action on the issue of religious liberty in our country.
This is the second annual, isn't it?
That's right. This is the second annual, and a very important topic because religious liberty and freedom is being threatened in a variety of ways today in our country. And it's a free event. It features a great lineup of some expert speakers, and you can find out more about it on the Archdiocesan website at www.archspm.org. And I also just wanted to briefly mention Archdiocesan Youth Day.
That's a big one.
It continually gets to be bigger. This is the second day. We had one last year. We have this year's on September 21st at Holy Family Catholic High School in Victoria. And it's filled to capacity. There's a waiting list at this point. Some 2,000 youth from around the Archdiocese will be coming to learn more about and to celebrate their Catholic faith. And this follows last year's Youth Day gathering at De La Salle High School in Minneapolis, which was also filled to capacity. And, you know, I think we can just look at this and feel good about the fact that so many youth are on fire for their faith, and that gives us a lot of hope for the future.
Well, and what a beautiful location to hold an event like that, too, out in the western exurbs, almost.
That's right. And if it keeps growing like this, I think maybe by the time that new Viking stadium is ready to go, we might be able to fill that one up pretty well.
That'll be great. We'll look forward to doing that.
That's right. So we need to pray for these youth and their parish youth ministers that they'll have a fruitful and fun gathering with Archbishop Nienstedt, who will be with them for the whole day.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, and one last thing I just wanted to mention is that we have extended the deadline by a few days for the Leading with Faith Awards.
Oh, okay.
Which are presented by the Archdiocese, and these annual awards honor area business people who bring their Catholic values into the marketplace. So if you know a good Catholic boss who is deserving of some recognition, nominating them is very easy. Just go to the Archdiocesan website to download a nomination form, and the deadline is June 24th.
This is a beautiful way to recognize somebody who lives their faith.
Oh, definitely.
I always have a great admiration for the people who are nominated for this award.
Definitely.
And they come from all different kinds of businesses and organizations. You know, we recognize people in large businesses and smaller businesses and nonprofits. And I've been going to these every year now for, the past 8 or 9 years since I've been editor here. And it's just always very inspiring to hear the stories about these people. We, of course, feature them in a special issue that comes out the day of the luncheon where we honor them. And they're just doing some amazing work. And just hearing how they bring their values into the workplace, it gives you hope for the kind of the business world, because sometimes we hear about all kinds of bad things happening, you know, in the business world, and this is a great way to recognize some folks that are doing some wonderful things.
And the next issue of the Catholic Spirit is June 20th?
June 20th. We'll have a Rediscover feature on vocations and talk about one woman's journey to consecrated life, and we'll also have a nice feature in there where friends of Zach Sobiech talk about how he influenced their lives. People will remember it's the Stillwater youth who passed away recently from cancer, but inspired a lot of folks with his music. Especially Clouds, which hit the top of the charts, but he also really touched a lot of people in their faith, and we'll hear more about youth who were touched by him.
Well, look for it in the Catholic Spirit. Thanks, Joe. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you have a great weekend, too.
Hear Joe Towalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour, and you can find the Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And coming up, Archbishop Nienstedt talks with Joe about what he's excited to see at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. That's today's No Ordinary Conversation.
Plus, prayer is essential to deepening our relationship with God, but we can struggle to find the time and make the commitment to personal prayer. We will hear some suggestions for strengthening your prayer life.
That's right. And find out about a simple way to share the faith this summer. All this and a whole lot more ahead on the Rediscover Hour.
Hi, this is Rob DuBell again from Grove Builders, your local exterior remodeling company. If you decided that your home needs a facelift, like siding, windows, patio door, or gutters, we can help. This is what we do. We will help you design your home's exterior for the best look and best price available. We offer many options in roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and doors. The possibilities these days are endless, and with our friendly and respectable staff, we can help turn your house into the best looking place on the block. There's still plenty of time to get the work done this season. Give us a call at 763-229-0923 or find us on the web at grove-builders.com to schedule your hassle-free consultation today with Grove Builders. We're trusted, reliable, and licensed to update your home anywhere in the Twin Cities. Grove-builders.com or 763-229-0923.
From St. Richard's in Richfield, Minnesota. Just start. Even if you think you can only do 2 minutes a day and you're like, well, it's not 10 or it's not 20 or it's not a half hour, start. 2 minutes is better than 0 minutes.
I'm Will from Guardian Angels in Oakdale. In my opinion, the most important tip for prayer life is actually, again, to be intentional to take time. Take personal time where you can devote some intimate, sincere time with you and God for prayer time.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Paul Sadek along with Sarah Mealy today. Sarah's sitting in for Corey Regan. Good to have you with us today.
Well, thanks a lot, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
We just heard a couple local Catholics think about the single most important thing when it comes to a strong personal prayer life.
Yeah, and you know, we know that an active and a regular personal prayer life is essential to faith and the pursuit of holiness. And in fact, recent research by the Dynamic Catholic Institute shows that a dedication to personal prayer, along with study of the faith, giving of yourself, generosity, time and talent, treasure, and then sharing of that faith. Those are the four signs of highly engaged Catholics. And, you know, it seems that prayer is really sort of the foundational element of that.
Well, joining us this morning to talk more about the importance of personal prayer and share some ideas for how we can strengthen our personal prayer life is Deacon Dan Gannon, theologian, retreat master, spiritual instructor, and instructor at the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. Thanks for joining us, Deacon. You wear a lot of hats.
Well, I do. Thanks for having me on, Paul and Sarah.
It's
a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Now, you're an instructor at the Catechetical Institute, which uses the catechism, and one of the four pillars of the catechism is prayer, correct?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what is prayer.
Well, prayer is really an intimate conversation with one whom we know loves us. That's the way St. Teresa of Avila.
I was just going to say, it sounds a lot like Teresa of Avila.
And, you know, it's hard to build a relationship, as you know, without dialogue, without a conversation. And certainly, if we're talking about personal holiness and growing in holiness, this means we need to do God's will, and to do His will, we need to listen, and we need to engage in that intimate conversation. And so prayer is just absolutely essential for us to grow in our intimacy with God who dwells within us, and then, of course, to be able to do His will. So really, the fruit, the tree is known by its fruits, as our Lord said. And so in order for our actions, our mission to be fruitful, we must start with our being, which is to become holy and to grow in that union with God. And prayer is how we do that.
You know, Deacon, I'm so glad to talk with you. It's, I think we saw each other just a couple of weeks ago, and good to reconnect.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I think people really struggle with when they first start out thinking about prayer, people probably feel like, I need to pray, but, you know, how to pray? Do you have any thoughts or tips for folks about, you know, what are some of the forms of prayer, ways to pray?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, the basic progress in prayer is marked by vocal prayer, meditation, and then what we call, spiritual writers call mental prayer, and which leads us then to contemplative prayer, which is infused prayer. So vocal prayer we engage in the liturgy and in the liturgy of the hours. These are words we say to God. So we need to make sure, though, that our vocal prayers are vivified by interior prayer. So in other words, we got to say what we mean and mean what we say. Which really is to lead us into then meditation. Meditation is where we, you know, reflect on the scenes of Christ's life, or we move from one thought to the next, and confronting essentially the gospel with ourselves. And this is how we end up coming to resolutions and moving forward with acts of love for God. But really, you know, prayer in its deeper form is one of sort of a wordless, loving attentiveness to God in our hearts who dwells within. And again, St. Teresa of Avila, our guide to prayer there, really points us towards the Trinity who dwells within us, and for us to be mindful that God dwells within the soul that is in grace with God. And so to turn lovingly and peacefully, often in quiet, just to be with God and to listen to what He says to us without words, without concepts. So this is kind of how we progress in prayer and allow God to then really inspire us with His Holy Spirit.
But correct me if I'm wrong, that progression does not necessarily always go in the same direction. Sometimes, of course, as you said, vocal prayer will lead to meditation, but sometimes your meditation and contemplation spills back to vocal prayer, doesn't
it? Indeed. It's a great point, Paul, that it moves back and forth, and there's an ebb and flow to prayer. That's why Pope John Paul the Great called prayer the art of prayer. It's something that we learn to be sensitive to the movements of the Holy Spirit and of the present moment. That, you know, sometimes, as you know, and we've all experienced, sometimes we'll go to prayer and we're immediately recollected and nice and silent and quiet. Other times we're going to need a book or something to prompt us to do some Lectio Divina, some of the divine reading, maybe of the scripture or of a holy book to kind of inspire us and excite us about our Lord. So it's sort of an art. You sort of do what you will to help move your heart towards God, towards that loving attentiveness. Mm.
You know, Deacon, one of the things I'm wondering about, because I know I experience this, sometimes it's just I don't know, sometimes it's hard to stay focused in prayer. I think, you know, do you think that a lot of people struggle with that? And if so, I mean, what are some of the tips that you have if somebody, you know, struggles with just staying focused in that silence?
Oh, sure. You know, distractions in prayer are one of the most discouraging things about prayer. And, you know, if prayer were easy, everyone would do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it would come easy to us. But, you know, just because of sin and concupiscence, we're inclined to, you know, stay in our woundedness and to not try to encounter God in prayer. But what we can do is we can focus on our Lord, certainly dwelling within us, but those distractions can keep us from that. In fact, the Catechism calls prayer and has a chapter called The Battle of Prayer,
right?
Which really gives that indication that distractions can become discouraging. But the way we deal with those distractions needs to be just to ignore them and let them drop like a stone, as Jean-Pierre de Caussade says in Divine Providence, in Abandonment Divine Providence, let it drop like a stone into the ocean. And just realize that whenever we turn our attention back to God, when we are distracted, that's an act of love. That's an act of charity. So even distractions can become an occasion for virtue and for growth in union with God, because we turn our attention back to Him and we don't get overly frustrated about distractions. And sometimes if something's distracting us, well, maybe we need to pray about that.
I was just going to say that. Sometimes you can bring the distraction to prayer. Say you're distracted about what to cook for supper tonight. Offer it up to God.
Exactly. Integrating our active life and our prayer life is absolutely essential, because our prayer life certainly feeds and informs our active life, but our active life is what we bring into our prayer life, and an integration of those is again part of that art of prayer that we learn.
So how do we become more persistent and more regular about prayer? I heard one of the people at the beginning say, just start. But
yeah, that's
take us a little deeper.
How do you keep it up?
Just do it.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's hard. You know, a good rule of thumb is to develop a rule of life, so that when we get up in the morning, oftentimes for most people, finding time early in the morning is that most available and consistent time. So that's a great time for us to be able to find either at a church or adoration chapel, or even in our own house, in a room, in a silent place where we can begin our day. Perhaps some people who work can find some prayer time during lunch. Maybe they'll run out and run to an adoration chapel or go somewhere to a church and pray. That's another opportunity. And some are evening-type folks who can find some time in the evening, but I personally find that sometimes that's a struggle, either to stay awake or to if you have a family, those times are often hard to keep for the Lord. So I would say finding a regular time, and also to find spiritual direction. If one can have a spiritual director, that helps keep one accountable and consistent in pursuing God in the spiritual life.
The Lord said to pray without ceasing. Now, how on earth do we do that?
By living in the present moment,
as
Pierre Caussade would say. By realizing that grace is only made available to us in the present moment. We can only love God in the present moment. And can't love Him in the past. Well, we can hope that we love Him in the future, but we have to live in that present moment, the sacrament of the present moment, as Caussade would say. And so by living in the present moment, we can offer the ordinary events of our lives to God. And in a sense, those become graces for us, treasures that hide the very grace of God beneath the most ordinary and mundane tasks of life, if we do them with great love. St. Therese said, it doesn't matter that we do great works. What matters is that we do little things with great love.
Uh-huh.
So that's a
mm-hmm.
way for us to approach God in a recollected way through our daily lives.
You know, Deacon, you mentioned going to adoration, a chapel, and just maybe if you can give a little bit of a reflection on that. I know for me in my prayer life, I actually didn't really have an authentic prayer life until I really started going to a regular hour in Eucharistic adoration. What thoughts do you have about that?
Oh, yes. You know, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is, as it were, like Mary sitting face-to-face with Jesus, looking at Him and Him looking at us. And taking that face time, as it were, is like a radiation treatment, as Fulton Sheen would say, for the soul.
That's
grace,
right.
Grace penetrating the soul. And so this taking time, a holy hour, or even as much as you can, a half hour, before our Lord is transformative of our lives. And when we talk about distraction, this is a way for us to keep more focused. If we're in adoration, I find it easier to deal with distractions because our Lord
Definitely.
Is present right there before us.
Yeah.
So that's one way that a beautiful way for us to progress in our spiritual lives is to take that adoration time.
Deacon Dan, you have just about a minute left. Is there anything you can recommend for us to read about prayer that will help?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first of all, the Catechism of the Catholic Church has a wonderful, wonderful exposition on prayer and a wonderful reflection on the Our Father. And I would also just recommend, you know, reading the saints. I highly recommend Divine Intimacy. And
that's
I also
a great one.
Yeah.
Yes, and also Abandonment to Divine Providence by Jean-Pierre de Caussade. He talks a lot about how we can encounter God in the present moment. And he also has wonderful advice there for staying focused on the will of God and focused in prayer and how to, in a practical way, deal with prayer. And so, and of course, the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, and St. Therese, or books about them, are wonderful ways for us. Those are doctors of the church that are our guides of prayer. And help us to deepen our prayer lives. And those are just a few ideas.
Deacon Dan Gannon, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll post your list on the Rediscover Hour webpage.
Well, excellent. It's been wonderful.
Well, here are the details now on the class of St. Francis of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. It starts this September. All modules of this two-year course will take place at Epiphany in Coon Rapids. Classes are divided into four 12-week modules. They meet on Monday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., two Saturday morning formative sessions per module.
And applications are being accepted now. In fact, the deadline has been extended to June 24th because they're now meeting at Epiphany out in Coon Rapids for the first time, and they just simply have a lot larger space for a larger class. And for a link to the application form, more information about the Catechetical Institute, you can visit our show page at rediscover-faith.org. And we've posted a link to the Catechetical Institute site, or you can call them at 651-962-5028. That's 651-962-5028.
And if you're looking for a book about strengthening your personal prayer, there is a book that could change your life.
Mm.
It's called Time for God by Father Jacques Philippe. It is the current recommended book for Rediscover Catholic Book Clubs.
That's right. This is the second recommended book. Of course, many people were reading in our Rediscover Catholic Book Clubs the book Rediscover Catholicism. Many of them have moved on now to Time for God. Father Jacques Philippe, I don't know, Paul, if you've read this book.
Haven't read it yet.
You know,
Looking forward to it. And I see it's available as an e-book, which saves a couple of bucks.
Saves a couple of bucks, you know. This is a great book, and it's really focused on prayer. Father Philippe has produced a number of little books. They're very short reads. They're all very engaging and very well written. Some others, like In the School of the Holy Spirit, Interior Freedom, these are great sets of books. Time for God is another book on prayer that I think will augment the ones that Deacon was recommending as well. And you can find this little paperback at local bookstores. As you said, you can get it online, an e-book. You know, the Catholic bookstore version will set you back just about $10, and I think the ebook is just a couple bucks less than that, maybe $8. You can also find an online discussion guide, all set up with discussion questions and action steps, again, at our rediscover-faith.org website. And just click on Book Club there in the top navigation bar. And if you're not already part of a Rediscover Catholic Book Club discussion group, well, find out if one is forming soon at your parish. And if not, maybe you could ask if you could help start one up yourself.
Every week on the Rediscover Hour, we catch up with a few local Catholics and ask them a question.
And last Saturday, we spoke with a few of the hundreds of couples at the Cathedral of St. Paul who were there to celebrate Marriage Day, and we asked them this question. Why are days like Marriage Day so important?
Hi, I'm Nancy Curdy from Church of St. Michael in Prior Lake.
And I'm Paul Curdy.
We've been married 21 years, I think it's important to support traditional marriage and to come together as a community and celebrate Mass together.
We're Vincent and Leon Arsino from St. Paschal's Parish in St. Paul, Minnesota. We've been married 7 years. Well, it gets a chance to renew our vows, stay closer to each other, and love each other a little more.
I think the same thing, and I think it really is so enlightening to see so many, many people here.
I am Concordia Munar. And
I am Ignacio Munar.
St. Alphonsus Church. It's very memorable, you know, you can recall your past, and now you are in the present time that you reach 50 years. Not very many people, I think, reach that years of marriage life. Yeah.
Name is Sharon Mueller, and I'm from St. Henry's Parish in Monticello, Minnesota.
Bob Mueller, St. Henry's in Monticello.
Because it just brings us together, and my beautiful family all showed up to be with us today, all in suits and ties and party dresses that they wore to their confirmation this year, because three were confirmed here at the cathedral this year. And it's just a celebration because we love each other.
Now, do you have a question or an idea for a question to ask fellow local Catholics here on the Rediscover Hour? If so, we want to hear it.
Lots of ways to reach us. Email us at therediscoverhour@archspm.org or go and click on the radio button in the top navigation bar at rediscover-faith.org and reach us through our show page or contact us through the Relevant Radio site, relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover.
Now, coming up today on the Rediscover Hour, you know, lots of folks are eagerly anticipating the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. In No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Nienstedt shares why he's looking forward to this special event on October 12th.
Plus, in today's Answering the Call, sometimes we need a nudge to get out there and give the reason for our hope. Find out how the Summer Share Project could help you share the faith when the time is right. It's all ahead on the Rediscover Hour. We'll be right back.
Living the Gospel Life is heard Saturday mornings at 11:30 with host Brian Gibson and Kelly Yonta.
March for Life in D.C. was huge. There was a couple there, 21 and 22 years old. He proposed during the March for Life. He says he couldn't think of a better day to ask his beloved to share the rest of her life with him than the day of that March for Life. And I love what he says here. I told her about how my life had become so much more full with her being a part of it. Through her, I see and I feel the love of God. It's all about marriage and family and being open to life.
Living the gospel of
exactly,
life.
Exactly, yeah.
What they're doing.
So he got down on his one knee and asked her, and she said yes.
Listen for a complete understanding of pro-life issues and current events. Brought to you in part by Love Let Transfer, your mover for life. A locally owned, family-operated business that's blessed with a great reputation as a recommended and reliable moving company by realtors and home builders. Call Lovelet for your next move at 612-722-3300.
By my side to be everything I'm not. Angel side, I breathe deep the breath of God. I cannot find another sky. All my thoughts are heavy and they cloud my eyes.
My name is Michelle Flores Monterosas, and I go to Ascension. Over the summer, I'm going to, with our catechist leader, and we're going to be training more and like the what else we can change and get more kids to come to our church and be closer to God.
We're Vincent and Leon Arsino from St. Paschal's Parish in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I think we will show other people the way we live. How we are so faithful in going to Mass daily. Mm-hmm. And just by our actions are going to speak to many people. And I pray that we can bring people back to the church.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Sarah Mila. I'm filling in today for Corey Regan. And on coming back from break, we heard how a few local Catholics are planning on sharing the faith this summer. And this is the time of year with many opportunities for giving a reason for our hope, as St. Paul would say, when that time seems right.
And in today's Answering the Call, we're going to visit a little bit with Sarah about the Summer Share Project, which provides a quick and easy way to connect the people we know and meet with the resources of Rediscover. Sarah is the director of the Archdiocese's Office of Communications and the person who came up with the concept for the Summer Share Project. Tell me, How did you come up with the concept?
Well, actually, there's two kind of pieces to this. The big part of this is, you know, this question of how do we connect people to resources that really start to help them in their faith journey where they may have, you know, not really known where to go before. I've got a quick little story, Paul, if we have
time
for it.
Oh, sure.
You know, I was at a dinner probably 2 months ago with Deacon Joe Mahalik, who has been on this show before.
Right.
And I think a lot of folks know Deacon Mahalik. And Deacon was just sharing his own story about how he had been on a plane trip. He'd gone to some other place out of state to speak, and he was on his way back. And he had about a 2.5-hour plane ride. And right next to him was a man who was, I think, a fallen away Catholic, he described, and they had a very long conversation. You know, at the end of that conversation, Paul, Deacon Mahalik said that the man said, well, you know, you've got me curious. Maybe I need to start really looking back into this. And Deacon looked at him and said, boy, have I got a website for you. And so, of course, what he did is he took one of those little airplane napkins and he scratched out rediscoverfaith.org for this gentleman to go do the follow-up. And I thought to myself, you know, Paul, we can do better than that, right?
Oh, sure.
We can
do
better. So,
so what is it about summer that we need to come up with a project like this? It seems to me that in the summertime, we're thinking so much about vacation that it might be that some of us put our faith on the back shelf?
Well, sometimes we do, but the reality is that summer is, in fact, the time in which we get together with the people that we know and love, our friends, our family, our neighbors, and like Deacon Mahalik, maybe we're traveling or we're on vacation, and we meet somebody new, and we have an opportunity to talk about our faith in ways that, you know, in other seasons just don't present the same opportunity. And so that's really what led to part of the Summer Share Project was that, you know, first part where we said, well, let's provide people with a little tool that when they have those opportunities, like Deacon Mahalik did on the plane, or if we're at a backyard barbecue, golly, there's graduation parties, reunions, picnics, you know, weddings. We've got backyard barbecues, all of these opportunities up at the lake. How about it just having a little card that you've got have handy? You don't have to scratch anything out on a napkin.
How simple and perfect.
It's pretty basic. It's just straightforward, and we're just calling it the Rediscover Share Card, and that's just one of the elements of the Summer Share Project.
What are some of the other elements?
Well, as many people know, because I think we talk a lot about it here on the Rediscover Hour, we've got a website, and rediscover-faith.org, and there are over 400 videos, articles, very short, pithy little opportunities there, and prayers that you can, every single one of them, Paul, you have with a press of a button, you can shoot that out via email or social media and share every one of those little pieces. You can do it on the app. I think we've talked about the Rediscover app. Really easy ways. You could take those same 400 articles or videos, prayers, forward any one of them via text message or email or social media. So Summer Share is really about taking advantage of all those resources of Rediscover and passing them on.
And speaking of videos, you have a new video
on
the Summer Share Project.
Very excited about it. And that's going to get posted out to our website today, and I think we might have a little snippet from it.
We do. Here it is.
Hi there. My name is Patrick. If you're watching this video, it probably means you want to learn more about our Rediscover Summer Share Project. That's good, because I've got some great stuff to share with you. Come on inside, let's check it out.
As Catholics, we're called to share our faith with great joy and love. Many of us feel deeply blessed because somewhere along the way, we were given this great gift of the knowledge and truth of God's redeeming love and mercy. In fact, as St. John the Gospel writer says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said that I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. If we're experiencing that great abundance that only a personal encounter with Jesus Christ can give, we will want to share it with others. That is evangelization, or sharing the faith. And that's what Rediscover is all about, giving you the tools you need to share the faith so that others may come to share in this great blessing, especially other Catholics who may not be actively engaged in the life of the Church.
Now that video goes a lot further and deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's still just a little 6-minute video, but then Patrick, who's Patrick Connolly, we want to give him a debt of gratitude for his work on that.
We love Patrick.
He's the director of faith formation over at the Cathedral. Has done a great job for us. But he goes on and talks about the Rediscover Share Card. You can get these share cards, by the way. You should go to your parish kiosk for Rediscover Kiosk, and if they're not there, go check out your parish office. I'm sure they've got them, and you can get a stack of them. And then he goes on and then shows you and walks you through, actually, and shows you how to use the website and the app and how to take any one of those articles and send them on.
So there's no excuse, really, for not sharing the faith this summer.
Well, one of the exciting things I want to just let people know is that we just recently got some statistics on our website. And the fact is, it's pretty clear people are already sharing that. We now know that we have been visited to our website by every state in the union, somebody from every state in the union here in the United States, as well as over 150 countries in the world, Paul.
Oh, my.
I know. It's amazing. So it's actually going, as they say, viral. But we need everybody's help to keep it going. Get people connected to these resources, because I think it starts to call them back.
Well, thanks for coming in and sharing today, Sarah, about
Paul.
The Summer Share Project.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And what's coming up later in the show?
Well, coming up, we've got Archbishop Neinstedt. He's going to share his vision for the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. Of course, that's featuring Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, and even more dynamic speakers.
Plus, a look at Catholic events happening around town when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Annie from Immaculate Conception School in Columbia Heights. I know it's summer, but if you're looking for a new school for this fall, I really think you should come visit my school.
It's my school, too.
That's my twin brother, Jake.
Hi.
Jake, why don't you tell everyone what you love about our school?
Well, everyone is friendly. They all help each other, and our teachers are great. I like how they explain things, and they listen to me.
I agree. Jake, don't you think every kid should come to Immaculate Conception?
Yes, I do. Our principal, Mrs. Bunnell, loves to give tours, and she will answer all your questions.
Every student at our pre-K through 8th grade school is valued and important. Your child will receive individual attention and be academically challenged while growing in their faith.
We love our school.
Come and check it out.
Aim higher. Give your child the gift of a faith-filled education at Immaculate Conception in Columbia Heights. Call me at 763-788-9065. Visit iccsonline.org or go to Relevant Radio, keyword
Immaculate.
And you come alive like a melody. And you shine brighter than a new day. And I sing along to the mystery.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Sarah Mealy, sitting in today for Corey Regan. Now, here's something practical and inspiring that I found in the news this week, and this is about our call to bring a witness of love to the world. Now, on Wednesday, the Pope, Pope Francis, called on Catholics to pray for a person or people in our lives who are, well, making us angry or even maybe annoying us.
That's a tough one.
And, you know, it may be simple to say, but as you say, it's hard to do. But you know what? It's essential if we're going to radiate God's love to others in our lives and out into the world. So, you know, Paul, think about that. Just praying for a person who's driving you nuts, maybe at work, or maybe it's a friend who just did something that really hurt your feelings. You know, think what a difference such prayer would make if we just all prayed for those people that hurt us.
And I have a suggestion. If you find it's hard to do, something I read once is just say the words every day. Say them again and again, and eventually you will mean them.
Oh, no, that's great advice. You know, this article is really fun to read. One of the things that I liked that Pope Francis said, and I'd like to just spend a second reading it, is that he said, let's try something today. We all have those we like and those we don't like so much. Perhaps many of us are angry with someone. And, you know, let's say to the Lord, I'm angry with this person and that one, but I pray for him and for her. Isn't that amazing?
Well, We have been blessed with a great Holy Father.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so different from his predecessor, but at the same time, such a blessing to the church.
He is. And, you know, he goes on, he says, let's pray for those with whom are angry. It's a good step forward in this law of love. And then he says, I love this, let's do it. Let's do it today.
Like we said, just do it.
Gets us on it. Yeah, he said, just do it.
Like Nike. He also went on to say, the church must have its doors open so that anyone can come in and so that we go out and proclaim the gospel. And I don't know how we can do that if we stay angry at people.
Yeah, we've got to let these things go. And you know how freeing that is. And we talk about the importance of freedom. What rediscovering freedom is when we can forgive others. I mean, how beautiful is that?
It's amazing.
It really is.
Well, Pope Francis, along with our past three Holy Fathers, has made the new evangelization a top priority.
And Archbishop Nienstedt, right here, is leading the way in bringing the new evangelization to life in our local church. And in today's No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Nienstedt talks with Joe Tobolsky, editor of the Catholic Spirit, about his vision for the Rediscover Initiative and for the first annual Rediscover Catholic Celebration.
Archbishop, you've been a great supporter and advocate for the whole Rediscover Evangelization and Catechesis Initiative. Why is this so important?
Well, it's important because this is our response to the plea of the last really four popes, including our present Pope Francis, to undertake a new evangelization. And what's new about the evangelization is the situation we find ourselves in and the need for a greater motivation to spread the gospel. The church has always been a missionary church. The church has always been proclaiming the gospel. But in our times, we have a new situation that calls for us to kind of stand back and take a look at the situation and say, how are we going to respond to this using the word of God? And so we need to reclaim the fervor and the passion individuals need for this. And I think also that we need to realize that it's not just the object of the new evangelization is not just individuals. That's where it starts. But it's also our parishes. I was just reading yesterday this work by Cardinal Wuerl, who was the redactor of the Synod on the New Evangelization. And he was saying that how important it is that the parish becomes re-energized, motivated to preach the gospel. And then I think the third part is our culture. Because as we've learned recently, you know, particularly in the discussions that took place a year ago about the marriage amendment, we've lost a Christian culture. We've lost a sense in the secularized age. We've lost the focus on where does God fit in to our planning? Where does God fit into our decision making? And so I think those are the three, what I would call the three foci for this new evangelization program. And the Rediscover program is certainly our response to that.
Can you talk about how Rediscover ties back to your pastoral letter, I Believe, Therefore I Spoke?
Well, I like to think that that was the first salvo, you know, in the whole program. What I tried to do in that pastoral letter was not so much present a theological argument for the new evangelization, but to kind of situate it within our own context, to talk about some great figures in the past, like Father Hennepin, Bishop Creighton, the Sisters of St. Joseph. They all came into this area and brought the Word of God to us. They were the original missionaries, you know. So in a sense, you know, we have this missionary spirit in our DNA. So I wanted to remind people about that. Secondly, I wanted to talk about, especially at the last part of the letter, about the plan to get started. You know, how do we take on this great adventure? Challenge, but it's also an adventure. And the kind of the unique situation we have here in the Archdiocese for a new catechesis and a new sense of evangelization.
The Rediscover Initiative has provided a lot of opportunities to dig more deeply into our Catholic faith and to invite other people to do that as well. I want to spend a little time talking about the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration that's going to be October 12th at the River Center in St. Paul. First, tell me a little bit about what is your vision for that event?
Well, I'm really excited about this event because I hope that basically rented the River Center and we can accommodate 5,000 people, and we're hoping that we might even do a little more than that if the fire marshal lets us. We've had 12,000 people to our speaker series this past February and March, so we know that people are energized, people are excited about this. So I think the event will fill up very quickly. But my overall vision is that we should be having something like this on an annual basis. And it's really to energize the energizers, you know, and to bring people together who are already dynamically participating in our Catholic faith, and to get them motivated so that they can go out and, again, with these three foci in mind, you know, getting other people charged up about the faith, getting our parishes motivated about the faith, and then doing something about the culture.
Now, it spans the whole day. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be happening there and what kind of experience do you hope Catholics will get from the event?
Well, we're going to begin with the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, mm-hmm. which is obviously the source and summit of our faith in Christ. And that'll be an important part of the day. And then there'll be multiple opportunities for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. The last four popes have told us that those are the two pillars, if you will, for the new evangelization, the Holy Eucharist and Reconciliation. And then we have a credible lineup of speakers. We have Matthew Kelly, whose book we passed out last Christmas, 186,000 copies of him. You know, he's been so good to us. He's a wonderful, dynamic speaker. We've got the famous Father Robert Barron, who with his Catholicism program, commentator, Catholic commentator George Weigel, Father Daniel Flores of Texas, Martha Fernandez Sardina, Jason Everett. So this is a real wonderful cast of speakers. So I think it'll be very engaging.
In addition to the speakers, there's also a couple of tracks for young people, as well as Latino track. That is very important to have those as well. As
exactly. We want to touch every segment of the Archdiocese. Mm-hmm. So we want it to be family ready to have programs for the young people. And we also want our Latino brothers and sisters to feel comfortable as well.
Hopefully, you know, I'm sure it will be a wonderful day, a very energetic day, a time to learn and then to go out. So maybe you could talk just a little bit about what would you like Catholics to do after this event, because it's really not the culmination of the Rediscover Initiative. In a lot of ways, it seems to be maybe a kickoff for even better things to come.
Well, I hope it'll accomplish a number of things. First of all, we're living in this year of faith that our Pontiff Emeritus, Pope Benedict XVI, has called for. And so in a way, this is our response to that particular call that he's made. But yes, I think you're right. We don't want to see this as the end of anything, but really kind of the launching pad for an ongoing initiative. Matthew Kelly was telling us when he was here a year ago that, you know, we don't want to even refer to the Rediscover program as a program. He said, let's call it an initiative. You know, this is something that is going to be ongoing and something that, you know, we'll be able to react to it as time goes on. You know, what particular form it's going to take, I don't know presently, but we looking for this to be an ongoing celebration.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, here are the details of the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. Now, the special event takes place on Saturday, October 12th. Be sure to mark your calendars. It's at the St. Paul River Center. Doors are going to open at 7 a.m., and the programming starts at 8:30 with a Mass. Now, registration is open at rediscover-faith.org. Please go out to the website. Very easy to register online. The 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration features, as Archbishop just said, Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, of course, Archbishop Nienstedt will be celebrating a Mass there with dozens and dozens of priests. It'll be a beautiful experience. And there's special programming opportunities for children and youth from kindergarten through 10th grade, and then, as mentioned, a Spanish language programming as well. Now, adult tickets are $15. Youth grades 7 to 10 are $7, and kids in kindergarten through 6th grade are $5 each. You can register now at rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org.
And a reminder that you hear Archbishop Nienstedt regularly here on the Rediscover Hour in our No Ordinary Conversation segment. If you have an idea for a No Ordinary Conversation topic, contact us through our show page, rediscover-faith.org. Click on radio in the top navigation bar or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org. is a quick look at some great Catholic events taking place locally. The Archdiocesan Rural Life Sunday Mass and Lunch, Sunday, June 23rd. A faith-filled event for the entire family. Mass at 1:30 in the afternoon, celebrated by Bishop Lee Piché. Late lunch, family fun, follow Mass. Activities and entertainment include a rodeo roping demonstration, popular and old-time music, and a petting zoo. Location is the Don and Bonnie Quigley Farm in rural Lindstrom, 25051 Olinda Trail. That's 25051 Olinda Trail in Lindstrom. Bring your own lawn chairs or picnic blankets in case of rain. The day will go forward as planned.
And the next Catholic Man Night takes place on Friday, June 28th at St. Peter and Paul in Loretto. And the night starts at 6:30 and ends by 9. And the topic of the June 28th talk is Jesus Christ, Divine Judge, presented by the rector of St. Paul Seminary, Monsignor Aloysius Callahan. Now, if you're not familiar with Catholic Man Night, here's a quick description of what they're all about. Catholic Man Night helps 21st century men meet Jesus through solid Catholic teaching, presented in a way that makes sense to men. And the Catholic Man Night materials are available online at CatholicManNight.com and through parish-based Catholic Man Nights. And again, the next event takes place at St. Peter and Paul Parish in Loretto on Friday, June 28th at 6:30 p.m. And for more information on any of the events that we've just mentioned today on the Rediscover Hour, please visit our Rediscover Hour show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on the radio in the top navigation bar.
And coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour, in answering the call, find out about an ongoing local opportunity for men to deepen their faith and their personal relationship with Jesus Christ and find friendship with fellow Catholic men.
And in No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Neinstedt shares what's on his summer reading list. Now, if you're looking for some good Catholic books, you'll want to hear his suggestions.
Plus, we'll hear from new Catholic high school grads about how their faith-filled education has prepared them for life.
Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio.